So today I'd like to talk to you about Frank O'Harris. March 7th, 1950, this man was born, and he was born in Fort Dix, New Jersey. He had an African-American father who served in World War II, and his mother was a war bride from Italy. I used to look at him and think, what nationality is this guy? And it's just a great combination of African-American and Italian. And I remember even seeing him in the airport, in O'Hare Airport, as a young person. I was working there and seeing him walk in, and just the size of this man, 6 foot two, 230 pounds. And just looking at some of his history, he went to Penn State for college. He was drafted in 1972, first round, and he was the 13th pick, drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, played there from 1972 to 1983, four-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, nine-time Pro Bowler, first-team All-Pro, two-time second-team All-Pro, NFL Man of the Year in 1976, NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, NFL Rushing Touchdowns Leader, NFL 1970s All-Decade Team, Pittsburgh Steelers All-Time Team. And he had these career statistics: 12,120 yards, 4.1 yards per carry, 91 rushing touchdowns, 307 receptions, 2,287 receiving yards, 9 receiving touchdowns. Ultimately made it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. As I said, as a young kid, I'm watching him play and just was always impressed with his abilities. I remember him getting some flack, though, for running out of bounds. When, you know, you'd hear these guys say, oh, if he could just take on a couple more yards. Well, he ended up doing pretty well with his statistics, if you were to take the time and see that he has got a 5.6 yards per carry average. That's pretty good just in his rookie year. So he did well. And to make 9 consecutive Pro Bowls, to rush for more than 1,000 yards in 8 seasons, to breaking a record set by Jim Brown, just having him and Rocky Blyer combining and doing what they did to win 4 Super Bowls, to become a most valuable player, I think he did okay. And I think to myself, what kind of person does this? What kind of person does this? Well, it's a person that's constantly wanting to learn. Obviously, he's got physical capabilities and characteristics that make it possible. But he said something later when he was asked, after he had stepped out of football, and a lot of times these guys are asked questions, looked up to, obviously. And he's asked this question. It says, what are your hobbies and how have they impacted your development as a leader? And Harris said this. He said, observing and learning are my hobbies. I grasp and carry with me information from every person I meet and everything I read or hear. I love to read what other people makes other people successful. The challenges that they faced and how they overcame those obstacles are very interesting to me. Hearing other people's stories, I'm constantly reminded that we need to have a positive mindset and believe we are going to be successful everywhere we go. And it caused me to think of a word that is used in the old King James Version. It says, the word is circumspect. And so think about that word for a second, circumspect. And this would be something that would be good for a running back in the NFL to do. So circumspect is the word circle or around. Spect is when you're spect, you're looking. So you're a person who looks around. And obviously that would be a really smart thing for a running back in the NFL to do. Look at who's coming his direction, to get away from them, to do everything you can to be as wise as you can be. And that's what Harris said is the thing that has helped him. Well, I think that brings me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and looking at verses 15 and 16. It says this: look carefully then how you walk. In the words of a running back, it would be how you run. But for us, as we go through our day, look carefully or circumspectly how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. And so let me ask you today, do you look around? Are you learning from situations that are put before you? He says, observing and learning are my hobbies. Boy, what a great thing to observe, circumspect, look around, and learn from them. And so what is the situation that you're in even today? You might have something come up and you're like, why am I going through this? What are you learning from this situation that you're going through? It could be negative, which a lot of times those are the things that we remember most. Or it could be even positive. What are you doing with it? Because we're called to that. And so today, look carefully then how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15 and 16.